a banger. Back to back with Major League DJs, Ricky Rick, Casper Your Vest, and Danger, Zulu Girls. When last did you hear that record? It's time for us to get into, hey man, new music. We need to find out what's happening with the hip hop scene in Salta. And I'm joined on the line by the one and only Uncle Party Time. What's Gucci, Uncle Party Time? Welcome to Five Nights. How you be?
I'm chilling. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, man. You got new music for the babies. That's what I'm talking about.
New music for the moms, though. For the moms.
We got to dial back. We got to dial back. I think it was in 2019 I had you come in studio with Una Rams, and you had your first debut, or should I say your debut record, official debut record drop. Let's take it from there. Well, how has it been transitioning from just being a disc jock who plays everybody's music to now wanting to be behind your own music from a production point of view or putting artists together? What has that journey been like for you so far?
Yo, look, man, it's been a crazy journey, especially from that time that we spoke, because at that time I was also still learning about the process, and like, fortunately I had a guy like Una Rams come there and guide me and teach me all of that, like the things that I needed to know. And fast forward now, I have my next single out, which is pretty exciting with all the music that I've been working on as well. Like, sounds really dope.
Now, how did the lockdown affect you? Because, I mean, you couldn't play gigs for the longest of time. How did you stay up and motivated and creative?
Man, I was locked in the whole time. Like, face was on a computer screen the whole time, thinking about like different ways of like elevating myself as an artist, you know, and just like staying up, and also just like keep myself motivated to not even quit, because there was times where you just found like, damn, like, is this all worth it? Like, you know what I mean? But I mean, I stayed up and the internet was there to save me.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Now, moving from Rough Patch to Mama, you got to tell me, are we expecting more of the same sound, or you went with a different sound? What does this one sound like?
I think, yeah, I don't want to ruin it, but you're going to spit, like, you should expect a lot of really good music, a lot of meaningful music. I think this Mama song is a special song to me, and even the way we made the song, like, I had, obviously, Odiwan Chop in the studio with Master Ace Lads, who is a legend in what he does, and I also had Nod Benjamin, who's a super dope young producer, and he's about to do some crazy things. And even when we made the song, like, I was looking for something that's more South African, something that speaks to everyone, you know, like the guy that wakes up at 5 to take a taxi so he can get to work at like 8, you know, or the guy that took a bus to come to Joburg just to get the job or application, things like that. And while Mpilo and I were like trying to find the sound, do keys and playing the stuff, I started freestyling like this melody or whatever, but like mumbling, and Chopper went into the booth, made the hook, which was beautiful, and then Nod Benjamin helped put the whole piece together.
Oh man. How did you get a Younger Chief?
I actually hit him up. I called him and I was like, yo man, I have like a song that sits well with you, and a song that you would fit so well with. And he's like, yeah, whatever, like, I'm actually busy right now. That man is a hardworking man. He's been shooting and stuff, and he put time to like just put that verse for me together.
Now, you also feature one of my favorites, Loki, on this one. Skander World's very own. Now that boy is a problem.
He's a big problem.
That boy is a problem. How did that, I mean, you've told me about the inception. You've told me about how you got Younger Chief. Where does Loki fall in all of this?
So actually, crazy story. During lockdown, I had been listening to a lot of music, and that's the time where one of my favorite songs was Section. By Loki and K.O. or whatever. I was bumping that thing back to back. I couldn't get out of it. And once Young Guy sent his verse and we put it together, I was like thinking so hard of who I can put on the song. And Loki was the only guy that made sense to me, man. Like,
Man, I like the sound of that, man. Always looking forward to the story behind the music. I gotta let you go real quick, real fast, because it's time for us to get into our Five Nights chart. And find out how high you enter the chart this evening. We profiled you. Let's talk about the future. What does 2021 and 2022 look like for you?
A lot of amazing stuff coming through. A lot of merch, a lot of events, a lot of products. And a lot of, just exciting things that I can't speak on right now. But like Party Time, you'll see that name everywhere.
Where do we find you on the social on the social media streets?
Uncle Party Time _ on Instagram, Uncle _ Party Time on Twitter. Please follow me and please make sure to stream the song Mama.
That's what I'm talking about. Uncle Party Time, man. I look forward to your rise in the music game. And I look forward to more music. And guess what? When we come back from the break, we find out how high or how low you enter the top 10. It's a top 10. If you're in the top 10, you're right. And also, I got to leave you with this one. What do you think of the climate, South African hip hop? Do you think it's making a comeback now? You think it's going to be hard?
Even this comeback conversation is kind of boring to me, because I've always believed in SA hip-hop.
Right.
And right now we have the likes of Blackie, amazing superstar, super talented, that's actually taking on this thing for like young niggas in hip-hop and putting it up there, you know, in a scale where people that don't even listen to hip-hop can enjoy the sound. So hip-hop has always been there. There's no comeback story. It's just always been there.
I love it when you speak with conviction. Well, we here on the sidelines, we just watching. It's like, aye, Baba, we are watching you guys. We are watching. Thank you so much, Uncle Party Time. I appreciate
you,
bros.
Thank you so much, man.
Easy. No. Uncle Party Time's got a brand new record titled Mama. We wonder how high it's going to enter on.